KV9NN, mobile monitoring. And mobile monitoring.
Okay, BCW mobile.
K1 VFR portable. KDIS mobile. KBCW, KDIS, are you standing by there, Bentley? KDIS will be standing by. We're just north of Gaylord. Calling, you're not making it in to the repeater. KBYS. got about 5% of you there. You're really broken, really weak, but I did hear you in Tawas, so just wanted to let you know. KDYS Mobile. I am currently coming up to the Sheboygan County line here. So, KDYS Mobile.
Director, I'm asking from the county line. I talked to you pretty well. Okay. I'm a student here, my friend. Thanks for coming back here. I'm just straight up on working with a program here. It's still racing. Well, actually, it starts Saturday. I'm not sure if it starts Sunday. So it's 8:30 to 1 o'clock. So, anyway, thank you very much. You have a great rest of the week here. And congratulations.
KDYS Mobile.
KE9FZD, Kilo Echo 9, Foxtrot, Zulu Delta in Cedar, Michigan, on mobile.
And mobile monitoring.
W9TRK.
58, BCW. And 9KLB mobile.
Can I see him?
What up?
Oh, just on the way up to Elk Rapids again. I can hear my repeater up at the top of 4 mile here. That's cool.
Yeah, if you go uphill, it gets better. And then as soon as you go over the peak there, it's gone.
Yeah, can hear 2-6 all right, though.
Huh?
I can hear 2-6 all right, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I would hope so, because... I mean, in the right spot, you can almost see it.
Yeah. Well, it's a Friday.
That's true. You're going to want to switch the Elmwood receiver now because you're getting noisy.
Yeah, to start my descent here, I'll do that. Unless am I making it better on the UHF?
I mean, it's a hair better, not monumentally better.
I'm on low power, too. Interesting. All right. Well, I'll switch over to Elmwood here in a minute.
You'd probably be able to take that all the way up to Elk Rapids.
Probably. That should work out all right. All right. Hey, that guy just did roundabout right. It always makes me happy when people know what they're doing.
It's a rare thing to find nowadays.
Oh, this is really built up over here more than I remember.
What is? Oh, you mean the houses?
Yeah, there's like a whole new apartment complex thing called Liv or whatever.
Yeah, it's Liv East Bay. It's owned by the same people that own Liv Arbors. Managed by them anyway.
Are they a two-bedroom, $3,000 a month apartment, or are they $350,000 condos?
I think it's a mix of both. I think some of them are houses, and some of them are apartments. Or not houses, but condos. Also, you're starting to get pretty noisy on 2-6 now. Yeah, we gotta fix that.
Yeah,
like I was doing that around Elmwood. But, I can hear it just fine. That's more than you can tell, I think.
Are you on 5 watts, though? Are you on low power still?
No, I'm on, I think, 30.
What?
Whatever mid is, I mean, 300, that's what I'm on.
That's like 20.
That's still mid.
Yeah, once you get on the parkway, or 31, Elmwood will be fine.
Well, I'm trying, but there's a Subaru that disagrees with my efforts.
Oh, you'll have that.
It's always a Subaru. K8BCW, happy Friday, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's almost,
happy Friday, sir. Not a bad one.
You can go ahead, Bentley. I forgot what I was going to add.
Always enjoy hearing a couple of guys testing their cons.
Yep. That reminds me, Joe, if you know any decent ways to clean or fix, like, the XGS2500 I'm using, the volume knob is a rotary encoder. And if you, like, breathe on it the wrong way, it suddenly decides to turn the volume all down, and then you got to hold it in just the right way for it to actually do anything. I got it in a spot where it's happy, but do you know any ways to fix that?
Well, I've got some potentiometer cleaner, but that's not a potentiometer, probably. Well, I don't know. I thought they were. I thought those were just a potentiometer, but I guess I don't know the 2500s that well.
It might be. I don't know. It kind of acts like a rotary encoder. I don't know. I'll have to tear it apart and take a look at it.
Yeah, I, I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to remember what if I have any clue of what it might be. You're just gonna have to look at a technical diagram or open it up. I mean, the real solution is to replace the component, but we know how fun that is. And if there's a simpler workaround, I know we'd both be all for it. But. All right, Bentley, go ahead and take a turn here. I'm waiting at the longest stoplight ever here, apparently.
We scared him away.
I guess so. Well, we get the shortest green light to race ever, and we have to share it with people that are walking, so that's a problem. Two cars are going to get through. Of like the 20 that are waiting. Oh well, good luck guys. Welcome to Sheriff City in the summertime. Anything from one side of the town to the other is 40 minutes on a good day. So. One of the reasons I don't ever want to go over. Everybody's like, oh, wait till you get out of work and then come up here. I'm like, that will be 2 hours. I can just wait till 7, and it'll take me 25 minutes, like, instead of an hour. I can't even, I don't know. I guess it's not so bad. There's radio and there's podcasts, so whatever. Just feel like I'm spinning my wheels.
It could always be worse.
that's true.
Alright. Well, I'm going to flip away here to my 60 mile an hour sweet spot. And we'll listen along for a bit. Hey, DFH. KADCW. They're still in there. You guys have a good one. Have a great evening. And I see you on mobile.
Hello, W8RPM. Always a day late, a dollar short. W8RPM.
Hey, DGW, how you doing, Ron?
I'm marking at the air quality that says it's 21. And the fact that I can see blue skies and clouds and all that stuff, it's a wonderful thing.
It's a totally perfect day.
Well, it's kind of hot, actually, in some places. I've been outside quite a bit. And I'm sure the humidity's sort of high, but compared to the last couple weeks, I'll take it without complaint. Just spent $85 on a tank of gas, and I'm making my way back from Sheboygan, drop the dogs off, and go meet the gang for a beer.
Yeah, I've been outside all day, and it's been nice up here, or over here. We've had a really nice breeze, so yes, it's hot when you're hanging out in the sun, but the breeze has been nice. It's a good day for working on the deck and for doing a little recreating, so made the most of it. It's a good day.
Yep, I was kind of productive today. I got to sleep in a little bit, which my sleep schedule is so screwed up. Anytime I can grab an extra hour or two, I'm happy, so even though I was up at 6, I went back to sleep, and it was glorious, so I feel pretty human and not zombified. And I had lunch with my recently deceased friend's sons, talking about the upcoming memorial service next week. And I went and took care of some odds and ends for them. They gave me some photos on a thumb drive, and I went and had those printed. Then I went prowling the dollar stores in town looking for frames, and being unsuccessful, I made the pilgrimage to Wally World up in Sheboygan, and I'm just making my way back, but I did find what I was looking for, so I don't have to worry about that tomorrow or Sunday. I got it all handled.
Oh, sorry to hear about your friend. That's too bad. Make the most out of that service for his family, though. That sounds like you're on the right track.
No, it's, it is always sad, but a 95-year-old guy, independent right up until the end, you know. He didn't have a really good year. He'd been hospitalized 3 times already this year. And he went to the hospital in an ambulance on Wednesday, and he passed away on Monday. So, you know, it's a loss. You miss him, but you really don't mourn a 95-year-old that was driving himself around right up until 4 days before he passed away. So it's, you got to keep it in perspective, and it really is a celebration. The problem is his 87-year-old stroke victim wife is absolutely lost and will be lost, and the fact that she has to immediately go into the assisted living as soon as his kids get done with the ceremonies until they make arrangements for her to move in with one of them, which is already in the works. They're on a waiting list, but until that opens up, and one's in Pennsylvania and the other's in Minnesota, so it's a drastic, drastic change for her, and she's going to be absolutely lost and miserable for a while, maybe forever.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of stuff going on there. But yeah, we should all be so lucky to live that way. And my wife's stepdad passed away at 99, and he outlived two wives and two children, so it's a curse, too.
Yep. Yep, it is. Everything is relative. And, you know, it's a quality, not a quantity discussion. And when your quality of life is such that you're plowing your own snow with the tractor and cutting your own grass at 94 and 95, you know, he wouldn't have done well with the nursing home, the assisted living, the life support, you know, anything like that. So it all worked out, you know. Everybody's got their dance card, and we just don't know when it fills up. So we will try to view it like that and call it the celebration that it needs to be and go about our day. Not to say that, you know, and I don't mean to sound cold with that, because he and I were very, very, very close, and he reminded me of my dad. And the fact that he shared his first name didn't help at all.
Oof. Yeah, I learned a valuable lesson on that from Christie's stepdad's son. So when the stepfather was diagnosed with dementia, the son moved in with him at his farm that he restored, you know, piece by piece over the years, and let him live out his final days at his home that he loved, and allowed him to ride the riding lawnmower around in the yard. You know, kudos to him for giving his dad the best final days that he possibly could, and I'm going to have to do something similar for my dad when his time comes, but thankfully that looks like it's ways away, even though he's, you know, already 83. The man is still fully independent and doing all the things that he wants to do on his terms, and who could ask for a better way to finish up the race. But, yeah, sorry to hear about your loss, and that that guy had an impact on you, and that's great that he did. God, nothing heard. KABCW, standing by.
Sorry, had a power loss caused by the two beasts in the backseat.
Too much exposed wiring.
Exactly. As terrible as it sounds, it's exactly what it is. It's like, hey, why is my display not illuminated anymore?
Well, I hope you make the most out of this weekend and enjoy it to the best that you can. I'm going to do the same, and looking forward to chipping away at a few more projects around the house and being done with a few of them, wrapping them up.
Yeah, that's one of the things I asked you when my rig was dead, if you had any plans. I think we're meeting some friends in Bliss for polo on Sunday.
Maybe I wasn't able to get in over my station ID. Are you playing or spectating?
Please. An obvious question. All right, I'm in my driveway. I'm offloading dogs. I'll be around. I'm making a run to the watering hole here in a minute. WHRPM.
Well, you're two behind already. I'm sitting on my deck finishing a cigar and just about ready to drain my second beer. So have a good one. I will catch up with you later. We'll probably be around this weekend. KABCW.
Back in the truck, W8RPM. Drake, are you still listening? Nate DMH from W8RPM, hello.
Good afternoon, sir. KSPW.
Hello, Shannon. I've been meaning to call you. KSPW from W8RPM, what's new?
Just picked up my truck. New brakes. $1,500.
Oh, that's both axles.
And new calipers. And the only way to change the rotors on the back, you have to pull the axles. Can't do that in the driveway.
Yeah, that's true. Who did them?
Fines up in Sheboygan.
Okay, I got a couple places up there that you can kind of shop for prices, but I would guess with all you had done, you might have been able to best that by a couple $100, but you know it wouldn't have been dramatic. I took Ken for a ride yesterday as a matter of fact, and he said he thought I had a belt separated, that's what my tire noise is. I don't know if I agree with him or not, but I'll probably get it checked out. I've got a memorial service on Monday, but the rest of my week is pretty open. Maybe we can play with that other pump at some point.
Yeah, we probably need to dig a trench.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree. Or at least... I might try and cheap out once, you know, because I think I know where that, you know, I think we already exposed where the compromise is. I might be willing to try to put a splice in there and see what happens. But the other thing could just be that, you know, that above ground deal that we've got, you know, we just didn't cement those joints, and that might be enough to create the suction issue. But man, that little thing, boy, that thing just runs like a rape tape. I mean, I'm running that thing all the time, just for hours and hours and hours on end.
Alrighty. Well, I just backed into the driveway here. Actually, it was $1,215. I had the 15 as well switched in my head. $1,215. New rotors all the way around, ceramic pads, and both front calipers had to be replaced. So, yeah, there's no way I could pull the axles and keep the dust and the sand out of the driveway out of it.
No, you're absolutely right. And nobody turns rotors anymore. I mean, I don't think they're even made to be turned anymore. It's not like it's, you know, when we got our first cars in 1968, you know, or actually in 76, but the car was a 68. So, all right, well, we'll catch up over the weekend or first of the week or whatever. I'm hoping that life kind of calms down a little bit. It's been a little hectic. We went downstate for the baby shower last weekend, and that was good. It was a great trip, and I'll have to send you some pictures. But she's doing great. She's doing about 6 weeks. So, all right. Talk to you later. W8RPM.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to be in Ann Arbor for a checkup. We had some leftover Walmart food that we heated back up and got food poisoning. So we had to cancel everything. Now we're going to go the end of August. Tons of fun. All right, 73, K-SBW.
All right, player.
KCV, KC listening.
Sitting here by the fire.
Good evening, Ryan. Sounds like a good way to spend the evening. Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Golf.
Hey there, Jim. Yeah, we're up here at Mackinac City and just sitting by the fire. Enjoying the evening. How are you doing tonight?
Enjoying the day. I think I'm done working outside, so I'm back indoors now, so that's a good thing.
Boy, what a nice evening. What a nice day we had. We're blessed, for sure. It's really nice what we got, so. Yeah, just figured I'd holler out. Getting quieter here, and there's not one cloud in the sky. What a beautiful evening. So, all right, well, I'll wish you a good night. Hope you have a good day tomorrow. We'll be out here tomorrow, too.
Well, my final comment is, you know, the winds yesterday, the day before, seems to have blown all the biting flies and deer flies away. So that's a great thing. Enjoy the evening. ACATG.
Well, I will. I will have a great evening. And currently I'm sitting here with no shirt on and shorts and not one. Go or biting fly has bothered me, so that is A plus. Have a good evening, Jim. Good hearing from you. We'll holler out tomorrow. Hopefully to talk to you tomorrow. K-8-D-Y-S.
KDYS.